Back here on Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealers Studio. And joining us on the Max Home Hotline, a very, very special guest. Does obviously a fantastic job on ESPN College Game Day. We all know him. Reese Davis joining us on the Max Home Hotline along with Tiger Rag editor Glenn Gilbo. Reese, thanks a lot for spending some time with us tonight. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We are doing excellent. A tremendous interview, to steal a word from Ed Orgeron, tremendous, but tremendous interview with Coach Brian Kelly on the ESPN College Game Day podcast. For anybody that has not seen it or watched it or seen it or heard it, I certainly go back and listen to it. One of the things that I have found covering Coach Brian Kelly since he arrived is just how open he is. He is very transparent. I think he's more transparent than most college football coaches. And you catch him in the middle of the offseason where he's not as guarded. What did you think? What were some of your big takeaways coming away from doing that interview with Coach BK?
Well, I think that, well, first of all, BK is one of the smartest guys in coaching. There are a lot of smart guys. But, you know, like some of the things, I think he would have preferred to spend the entire interview talking about the season and his team. But given the things that had happened with the house settlement and all of the changes with revenue sharing coming, I couldn't think of a better guy to talk to about that. A guy who would be more candid, whether you agree with him or not, is sort of immaterial. He is thoughtful and smart. And so you ask him about things like that. So that I think his candor about it and the way that he and his family have been generous toward making sure that the NIL was where they wanted to be to try to recruit shows his commitment there. I think just the optimism and the belief that he has in his team this year, that he thinks they can be really good. Obviously, he sprang to Garrett Nussmeier's defense. Not that anybody was criticizing him, but, you know, anyone who doesn't say that he's the best guy in the SEC and maybe the best guy in the country, you know, he's willing to put that out there. So I think that what you get is a guy who knows how to win and really believes that this is a big opportunity for LSU coming up this fall.
And yeah, he made a great point about Arch Manning too, but I really thought it was cool when you told your having dinner with Bobby Knight story and Brian told his dinner about his dinner story at Geno's there. That was interesting. Did you see that coming at all? Or
I didn't know. It was really funny though, because I've been in Geno's a few times over the years with people who carry some weight in the LSU athletic world, and that's pretty much how it goes. They wait until you finish your meal, which is always a spectacular one. And then they come over. So it's certainly not to the level they would come to the head football coach. But, I didn't know that he would have a story to match that. But that is true. Coach Knight used to say, and it was always jokingly, I never saw him treat anybody poorly. Like, obviously we've all seen it on video over the years, when he might go off. When I was working with him, people come up to him. He was always gracious. But he always had that little joke when they would start with the, you know, I'm really sorry. He's like, no, you're not, or else you wouldn't have done it. So, you know, BK, I think, said he might steal that line at some point.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, after listening to Coach Brian Kelly, what were your thoughts about this LSU football team heading into the 2025 season, and maybe how have they changed? Do you look at this team? I think most people here in Baton Rouge feel that this is a college football playoff team and one that can seriously make a run at a national title. How do you look at it, Reese?
I think they have all the ingredients to do so. I think that anytime you bring in as many key parts in the portal in their first year in the program, there is a fair question to ask about meshing, chemistry, roles, all of those things. But I see no reason why it wouldn't work out that way. And I think LSU has a great shot not only to make the college football playoff, but they will be a contender to win the SEC. They've got a veteran quarterback. They've got a quarterback who is not afraid to throw the ball into tight windows, which I love. And sometimes that does lead to, he's going to throw some interceptions. The ones that Brian talked about of like, we can't do that one. You know, you're, I think you live with some of them because of the big plays that he's going to make, but then there are some of them that, you know, let's check it down and have a better shot on the next play to make a big play maybe. So, but that's an ingredient that not everybody has. And in college football, if you're going to win big, it is very helpful if you have a big time playmaking quarterback. And LSU has that, because there will be moments when you need your quarterback to make a throw that not many others can make. And LSU has the guy who can do that as well, if not better than anyone in the country. So that's a great place to start. Obviously, they need Weeks and Perkins to be healthy and to play in positions and in roles that accentuates their positives. And I think they're going to have that. And they need the, you know, the transfer weapons on both sides of the ball to be pass rushers or receivers to make the impact that they expect. But look, I think this is a team that can win the SEC and that can contend for a national championship.
Heading into this year, Reese, I know this is a very emotional one for the ESPN College Game Day crew. What are your thoughts as we're, I don't know, about less, I get almost, yeah, about 2 months away here from the final show with Lee Corso. And it's already been announced, the final College Game Day with Lee will be in Columbus, Ohio, so a place that he's very fond of. But just what's going through your mind when you stop and think about, man, just one more show with the great Lee Corso?
Gratitude for having 10 full seasons with him, the guy who built the popularity of College Game Day, the guy who really changed the way college football analysts approach their job. Now, there were other guys who used humor. You know, Beano Cook, who was on with Lee in the early days, was certainly a guy who did that. But I think in terms of cultural significance in the world of college football, there's no one who's been more important for the explosion and popularity of College Game Day and the sport on television than Lee Corso. I mean, how many times have people gotten mad over who he's picked, asked a question on Fridays, who's Corso taking, what headgear is he going to put on? And I'm very grateful for the time that I've been able to share that desk with him. And I have a great deal of gratitude for, you know, for being a part of it and for what he's built. And also for the way he embraced me when I moved into the host role. You know, it was I tried to be gracious about it, but my first year on the job there, I got a little tired of, you know, the questions that sort of insinuated that I'd never done television before, you know, or that I, you know, that we yeah. hadn't had, you know, I hadn't done things on in front of crowds. And I think that, you know, while people were looking at that as a new thing, Lee didn't look at it like, let's make the new guy prove himself. And he was sort of like, hey, okay, here we go. Reese Davis, sweetheart. All right, we're going to kill him. You know, and that was the way he approached everybody who came into the show. And I learned a lot from that. I'd like to think I'd always looked at it that way, but to see it exemplified from someone of his stature, I think is something that reminds you to approach things that way. And, you know, he just has been a remarkable friend, a great cornerstone of the show. He built the thing. And as I told him, we had a dinner. The Home Depot, we did some Home Depot commercials and LC was there and the people at Home Depot had a dinner to show their appreciation to him in Atlanta a few weeks ago. And, you know, like I told him, I said, everything we do on Saturdays is from this point forward is going to be because of what you built. And, you know, we won't ever forget that or stray from that. And the mantra of it's entertainment, sweetheart, football is our vehicle. Will continue to, you know, continue to live on because of LC. So it'll certainly be different without him around. And we'll miss him for sure. But overwhelmingly, it's just, you know, the gratitude that I feel for what he allows us or allowed us to do by building the popularity of the show.
Well, the, you got another former coach there too. And Nick Saban Reese, who's already got a, Emmy and, He's going to be in Natchitoches a week from Saturday to go into the Louisiana Sports Hall of fame. They've been trying to get him for a few years. He's finally going to make it. But what's it like being a part of Nick Saban's early broadcasting career?
Boy, he's extraordinary. I knew he would be great. I didn't know he would be immediately extraordinary. He understands television. I think he's the best communicator I've ever seen in any setting. If you see him in a boardroom type, motivational type speech, he's brilliant. You saw him in front of his team, and I had the privilege of being able to see him talk to his team at different times over the years. It's remarkable. The way he interacts with people one-on-one, he is a gifted and skilled communicator. He's gifted, and he's also worked to hone his skills. He's curious. He wants to know what he can do better. He not one time has said, hey, wait a minute, let me show you my 7 rings. All of you shut up and listen. Not once. He's an extraordinary teammate. And, man, I mean, it is great working with him. He has been such a huge addition to the show that I don't think College Game Day has ever had anything like that. Now, LC was an accomplished coach and did a great job at many difficult places to win and was, coming out of the USFL experience when he started his television career. What College Game Day got in Nick Saban was the greatest coach in the history of the sport at the pinnacle. Now, I know they didn't win the national championship his last year, but they certainly could have. And they were right there, and there was no reason to believe that it was going to slip. People who say they were slipping are engaging in some revisionist history based only on the excellence that he had created. They weren't going anywhere. And so for him to step from that into television and to do it at the level at which he did was absolutely remarkable. And I expect it to only get better in the coming days as he continues to find different ways. And I think the most fun thing about it, guys, is I hate to ramble on about him and blow all the sunshine up his skirt. I think the most remarkable thing about it was that you guys have been around him. You know he has a wicked good sense of humor. You know he loves to bust chops. And for America at large to see a little bit more of that in a different vein, was really a lot of fun. And the odd couple pairing with he and McAfee, was great. I've used this analogy a lot. The Odd Couple was a hit on Broadway. It was a hit in the movies, and it was a hit at the television show. And it's also a hit for any underlying theme of any number of television shows. So when you have Nick Saban, Pat McAfee, and all of a sudden these guys get along great and have this great chemistry, it was it was tremendous. And Nick deserves a lot of credit for that, as does Pat.
Well, Reese, it's been amazing to watch Nick Saban and Pat McAfee, and we're all going to miss Lee Corso. But the show is appointment viewing, I think, for most of our listeners here and anyone that loves college football. Thanks a lot for your time. We really appreciate it. And keep up the great work over at ESPN.
All right, guys. See you later. Thanks a lot.
That is the great Reese Davis from ESPN. We'll take a break. More of Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio.